When's the last cycle you? Have you ever hit a cycle?
We've talked about it. That's my first cycle at any level. The kind of the one always holding me back was the triple.
Got out of the way early, didn't you?
Yeah, but you have all that speed.
First AB, got it out of the way. You know, came back in the dugout, told everybody I'm a speed guy.
You could run hard a couple times today. That double was good. You legged that thing out pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I kind of run every now and then. Not very fast, but I run.
Well, you got issues, right?
Did you know you were a home run shy this cycle?
We actually just talked about this. I knew I was a home run shy, and I don't think many people on the team knew I was a home run shy, but our first base coach, Dan Jaffe, he said, you know you're a home run shy of the cycle, right? Before I was leading off the inning, and I said, oh, yeah, I know. And he said, well, let's get the cycle and let's put a run on the board. And I said, you already know I'm going to swing for it. And went up there, ended up getting ahead in the hitter's count, swung through fastball, ended up fouling back another fastball, and then got an elevated fastball late. Got it up in the wind.
You surprised they gave you another fastball?
I was actually really surprised. They'd been kind of off-feeding me to death the whole weekend and tried to sneak one by me late. So.
You've been on a tear lately. What has changed for you over the last week or two?
I don't really know what I'm doing different. Seeing the ball a little bit better, kind of trying to work slow, kind of back into my backside and see the ball up. And besides that, just not hitting the ball right at people like I was early in the year.
Right, that helps. Right?
It helps when they're not there.
What did the ump say in the fourth inning when that ball hit you on the elbow and then he brought you back, called it a strike?
He said, right here in the box, you leaned into it. I said, all I did was turn. Hell, I said more than that, but he said, all right, well, y'all can review it, and I said, no, I'll just hit, and then Coach Hall came out and said, we want to review it, and then they ended up obviously calling it a strike, and I wasn't very happy with the situation, but ended up getting a hit in the end, and that just really, really got me going a little bit. So.
Well, the emotion you showed after that when they changed pitchers and you went over to the dugout and dapped everybody up and jumping up and down and everything, that was no less emotion than when you hit the home run, to my eye.
No, it was probably more, just because it was like I thought I had first base and then a rule that I don't agree with the whole lot, a ball in my batter's box gets called a strike on me. And kind of just being able to stay through it and end up getting a hit and eventually an RBI, I kind of went over there and just told him I want to hit anyways. So.
Mark, does the cycle mean more because you guys won the ball?
Oh, 100%. That was if we didn't win, I was not going to say anything about it. It would just feel like an 0-for day for me, especially the kind of the style that we would have lost in, but then getting to walk it off just makes it that much more exciting.
Did you have any doubt Michael was going to put that ball in play?
None whatsoever. I would have been on deck had he gotten out, and I had already taken off my stuff and put it in because me and Robert Winborn were over there, and I said, he's going to put this ball in play, so we're going to win. And he said, oh, I fully agree. And I'd already taken all my stuff off, and sure enough, fly ball. So
it's good to have that contact hitter up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That situation.
Always nice to have a guy hitting 450 in the lineup. So.
Anything else, guys?
All right. Thanks, Tristan.